morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock, and then the opening bell is at 5. What you just heard there is music from the band Four Without, and the entire band is here in studio. They got a gig at the Metro this Saturday night on the 6th. It's an 18-year-over show, and it begins at 7 o'clock, and it's only $10 to get in. Their website is fourwithout.com, and that's the number four, the word without, together, fourwithout.com. But we have a link on our Facebook page so you can check it out. I'm going to have them introduce themselves, each member introduce themselves, as we go around the room and what you guys play and do in the band. It'll be easier for me that way. So let's say hello to everybody. Let's start with you and get up on the mic and tell everybody who you are.
Hey, my name is Jason Mallow. I'm the new guy.
You're the new guy.
I'm the new guy, yeah. Okay. I'm the drummer, new drummer.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, next.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jana Vox, and I'm the vocalist for Four Without.
Okay, next.
I'm Jerry. I'm the old guy, and I play guitar.
You're the old guy. You're the official old guy in the band?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. I'm the official old guy.
The official old guy. Okay, next.
Hey, this is Carl. I'm the biggest guy of the band. And
so
I play...
we got the official old guy and the biggest guy.
Well, eventually, right?
Yeah.
I play second guitar.
Okay. And over here?
I'm Philip, and I play bass. And I'm the youngest.
And you're the youngest. Okay. Wow, everybody's got their, yeah, in addition to the instrument that they play or the talent they have, there's something else. All right, I detect accents. Can we talk about that? You guys are from, not everybody, but the core members of the group are from Czech Republic. So tell me about that. How long were you there, and when did you come to America?
Personally, I came here 15 years ago.
15?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yes, I born in Czechoslovakia that time, mm-hmm. but now I'm from Czech Republic, like the most of the band. And yeah, everyone from the band is here. Different time, but we all met here actually when we created the band.
So wow, how that's interesting that you guys all you met here.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Now was this by chance? Like a bunch of musicians from Czech Republic suddenly meet?
Yeah, it was like that. It was like that.
We no, just, wow.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
What's the wow? What are the chances of that happening?
I guess because the community of Czech people, you know, they getting together for some little
drinking, and, you know.
Drinking, yes.
Partying.
There's a shocker right there. Now, did you guys, when you met, however you guys met, and we can get into that in a little bit, did you find that you all shared the same kind of music, that you enjoyed the same kind of music?
No, it was a little bit different. We just met, like, I met Jana, like, in different band. And before, we didn't know each other, you know. So it was like, you know, we were meeting, like, actually, Philip, the bass player. Mm-hmm. I had, like, another band, like, Raven House here. And, like, you know, I was playing, like, we were playing, like, together with the two bands. He's got, like, Full of Silence. And it's like, oh, he's playing great on the bass. And then, you know, like, then we start to, like, meet each other and then jam each other, like,
yeah,
together.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's how we start the band, basically. You know, yeah. So like, oh, can you play with us? Yeah. Oh,
it wasn't that easy.
It took a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
When did you guys? I read here that you the band has been together as Four Without since 2009. So going on 7 years.
Yeah, it's about that. But
we put it together.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It started as a, like a studio project, and we did not plan it to do live shows or any like official band. It's supposed to be just some studio work, just a studio project. But after, you know, doing a couple songs, we were kind of. We had to do it.
We played. We did some demo. We played it to the people, and they said, like, you should guys play because we like the music what you're doing. And
yeah.
It was like, really? So then we started.
So then you guys started playing.
We were searching, like, for the musicians, and they were actually next rehearsal, you know, like, next studio. So, like.
In the next studio, right next door.
I mean, so like, next door. Yeah, next
all right.
door.
So. All right, hang on, you guys, okay? We have to take a break here. We're going to do commercials and the news, and then when we come back, we're going to hear some live music in studio, and we're going to talk more with the band Four Without. But we are going to go to the news right now. We'll be right back. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. And that is the music of a band called Four Without. And all the members of the band are live in studio with me right now. We're going to talk for a couple seconds, and then we're going to play some. I'm going to hear some live music. We were talking a little bit before we took a break about how you guys got together, and we were talking about how you guys you have the new guy here is the drummer, that's Jason. He's the newer guy. Yes. How did you meet Jason? We talked about how you guys met, but how did Jason get into the mix?
Jason, you can talk about it.
Thanks.
We had audition, you know, and I just want to say, like, he sent us some music, what he did, what he created. He's singing there, he's playing guitar, he's playing drums, and it was like, that guy is not going to play with us. He's just for money or something.
He's too good.
And it was like, then he showed up and I was like, he was playing one song with us. But like, you were playing with us before or something? Because he was so tight. It was like unbelievable.
And so right away you fit in.
I was crying.
Yeah. Okay. And how did you hear about these guys?
Well, it was a friend of a friend kind of thing. My buddy Dan Zemanek. Yana actually befriended each other on Facebook, I believe it was, a long time back. He was following what Yana was doing, and Four Without happened. And then, you know, he's like, check him out.
Yeah.
You know, of course, me being me, I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, a couple of years went by, and he's like, check him out. I'm like, okay, fine. So I did, you know, and I was impressed. I was like, oh, this is some good stuff here.
Yeah.
You know, and long story short, they had posted something on Facebook about them losing a drummer, and that, you know, there was an open audition, and Dan sent me the info, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. You know, I was about to get out of the business entirely, you know, because it's just, you know, the business.
Yeah, old, I understand.
Old quick.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, let's give it another shot, you know, and I contacted them, and here I am. That's simple, you know, and it's
cool. Now, let me ask you guys who grew up in Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, as it was, what kind of music is pop? What was the music scene like for you there when you were growing up? What did you listen to?
I think it's probably different for each of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll start with you.
So for me, actually, I started when I was 13. I was in a band, which was influences was like Depeche Mode. Electronic.
I see you guys cover Personal Jesus on this album as well.
I didn't really push like this song to do, you know, with Four Without. It just happened.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll say that, you know, first my influences when I started sync with a band was this kind of music, mm-hmm. like Kraftwerk and Depeche Mode and all this electronic. Kraftwerk. Yeah.
And now what about you, sir? You're the old guy, so.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm.
What did you listen to when you were growing up?
When I was 14 or 15, you know, I just heard first time Frank Zappa, and till when I got out of him, when I was 26, and like till that, I just couldn't hear any different music. It was like I was like into it, and like, but later I heard like actually. Pearl Jam took me out of it a little bit, and Soundgarden, you know, and it's like, then I just start to listen like normal rock and roll.
Like normal rock and roll, okay.
And like, but no, I don't want to like put his music down. I mean, like that was really like, I was into it. That was my influence.
Yeah, you know, I know. I totally understand. And now, what about you?
Well, you know, with me, it was always, I was looking for a long time for like a really underground music, which was really popular back in the Czech Republic, where, you know, we didn't have any access to Western kind of, you know, music from, you know, United States, because, you know, it was communist sitting there. And I was always shopping for this, you know, music in those illegal flea markets that were happening all over the country. But to get in there, you had to actually follow some rules to actually, they let you in. to know where that flea market will be
happening. So it was like a secret flea market. Yeah. You had to find out where it was to go.
Right. And there, you know, you could just buy vinyls of Led Zeppelin or, you know, Pink Floyd and stuff like that. It was for...
So the Western music was something that you actively sought out. Like you had to, you know...
Yeah, I was just, you know, searching for it, and, you know, in these illegal, you know, flea markets, and I was really... buying those cassettes with, you know, Led Zeppelin on and, you know, Deep Purple and stuff. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Now, what's the music like when you were growing up, and not the Western music that you discovered? What was the music like that you had access to?
It was like a really chic, the pure core jazz rock, which was happening back in the 70s, 80s, which was heavy influenced by Western, you know, like Neil Young and...
Yeah,
you know, these kind of people, and it was everybody was trying to copy it. You know?
Sure,
or more Miles Davis.
Miles Davis too. Yeah, you know, all the Motown and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was really different. You know, like I'm saying, it's really hard to kind of catch it. You know, over here because we really couldn't buy any CDs.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know,
and I bet. I mean, I'm when you started to get into things like Zeppelin and some of the Western rock, was it like 20 years after it was popular here that you guys finally started to get it there?
Well, I was born in 74.
Okay.
So pretty much in 84.
Yeah.
80, you know, 87, right? 1987.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was getting into the music. So it was, you know, and of course it was the new age heavy metal, you know, wave, which was kind of shooting over.
Yeah.
And, so that's what we were picking up, Metallica and, you know.
Oh, so you were getting it at the same time we were then.
Yeah.
Because Metallica didn't hit till the 80s anyway.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it was like, you know, it was like kind of, well, we were behind, of course.
Oh, yeah, you were, but not that much. It wasn't like it was, yeah.
No.
Only we just couldn't hear it like in the radio, you know.
Right.
You know, but you had to find secret locations to buy music. Yeah. That's so crazy.
You know what? I think it was really good because you kind of felt that way that you deserve it, you know?
Sure.
It was really... I was happy as a little puppy when I get that cassette, which was, you know, copied 1,000 times from the vinyl with, you know, somebody brought it from West Germany, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't freaking wait to play this to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay? And, of course. Yeah.
That's great. Now, what about you, man? What did you grow up listening to? He'd say, oh, you switched the microphone. Hold on. You know what? Leave it like that. Go over to that mic for a second. Just step over there. And he switched the mic. We're good. They're going to play a song. Just scoot over there. There you go. All right. Now, what did you listen to when you were growing up?
Yeah, I think I used to listen to, like, I had a lot of older friends, you know, so I listened, like, Metallica, you know, like, harder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father, you know, had a big collection of, like, older music, like what was said, like Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm. Deep Purple,
mm-hmm.
like AC/DC.
Yeah.
So I was influenced.
Or
I started like rock.
So you guys obviously lean towards the heavier stuff. You like the harder stuff. Okay, good. You are in a comfortable place. Let me just tell you that right now, because like my favorite band is Black Sabbath. So that should.
I just saw them.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Were they good? Because I I've seen him before, and I saw him with Ozzy, I saw him with Dio and all that stuff, but I was a little hesitant because, like, Ozzy can barely stand anymore.
Yeah,
and
I know.
But had you ever seen him before?
I saw them twice before.
Oh, okay. So well, how were they this time?
I was expecting a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, like, what's, you know.
Yeah. You got to see him at least once. Yeah, I told people, you know, I wasn't going to go because it's like $250, $400 a seat, you know. And yeah. I've seen Sabbath, like, 5-6 times, mm-hmm. and I saw them in their prime, so I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like after they, you know, the next day I look online and I see the set list that they played, and I went, damn it, I should have gone.
Because
the set list is from the first four albums.
No.
They didn't even go beyond. It was like, oh my God, like every song.
Yeah, they play songs which I did not even know. Because, you know, I know more of the older songs. Like, I mean, I'll say newer, probably.
Yeah.
They play lots of, like, old stuff.
They played the set list that I saw the first night. Did you go the first or second night?
Ooh.
Do you even remember? It was at the UC, at the United Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the first set list that they put up online, my head almost exploded when I saw all the songs that they played.
Yeah.
Because they didn't play anything past, I mean, they did play one song off of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, but everything was from Master Reality or Paranoid or the first album, you know, or Volume 4. And those are all, like, you know, I tell people, I say to people, if you do not own the first five Black Sabbath records, you have an incomplete record collection. Because if you don't own those first five, I can't talk to you. Why don't you guys grab your guitars? And you know what I'll do? I'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick break for a commercial, all right? You guys get ready. And when we come back, we'll hear you guys play a song live, all right?
Okay.
All right, cool. Having some fun here talking with the band Four Without. And that's the number four, the word without, together. www.fourwithout.com. And when we come back, we're going to hear some music live from these guys who are playing Saturday night at the Metro. It's 720 WGN. That's Four Without on 720 WGN, and they are a band, and they are live in studio with me, and they will be playing this Saturday night at the Metro, and they're going to play a song live for us right now in studio. And would you, Yana, would you care to tell me about what song we're going to hear?
We're going to play a song called Running Away, and it's one from the first songs we ever wrote, actually, as a Four Without. So.
Okay. So one of the first songs you ever wrote, and it's called?
Running Away.
Running Away. Okay, everybody, whenever you guys are ready, this is Four Without, live.
It's like a
right, then. All righty, then. Very good, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath is right there.
Yeah, I think you guys have listened to some Sabbath. I think you have. Okay, we're going to talk for a couple of minutes here. And we're going to talk in a couple of minutes here. And we will, we're going to hear another song. In a couple of minutes. So so let's start with you guys. Can you remember the first album that you ever bought? What was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought was probably Rush 2112.
2112.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now were you into Rush? Well, you're a drummer, so of course it was Neil Peart, of course.
Yeah, complete, yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. What about you? Do you remember the first album that you ever got?
I don't think so.
You don't remember?
I don't know. No, I believe it was probably some, like, in Czech Republic. It was some mm-hmm. Czech artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a, you know.
Okay.
Some, yeah.
How about you? Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
I'm the beer drinker, so I don't remember.
Well, I mean, you know, you're from the Czech Republic. Of course you're a beer drinker. Yeah. That goes hand in hand. Okay. Now, do you remember or were you drunk too?
No. I was, well, maybe I was drunk too because, you know, we're in kind of same age. But I remember, of course, there was some Czech music. It was really first, but the first one that really was worth of something and worth of the memories was Expedition Rock and Roll from Beatles, which was probably an edition of Beatles LP. There was a vinyl which was actually sold in Czech Republic in the 80s. I don't think there was a legit album over here.
No, it wasn't.
What they did.
Yeah.
But it was sold as a
like a compilation of songs, like a bunch of different songs on one album, like a greatest hits.
Basically, yeah. It was so I.
Oh, you can't say that on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't say that.
They beat me out, right?
Yeah, he got you, but right, yeah, perfect. But thank yeah, you. We can't say those words.
I'm you sorry. Wanted to say full of hits.
Yeah,
it was full of hits, and they were selling the Beatles, which I was after, and when I and of course there was 200 people. At the line, you know, before they opened the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there in 3 in the morning, like over here on Black Friday, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting in
yeah.
the line.
Yeah.
We had that pretty normal over there, okay. I was waiting there a couple hours, get my copy of that vinyl, was walking out. I was shaking because I had that vinyl in my hand. And mm-hmm. I was running home, put it on my player and play it for
and you played it
yeah
forever yeah. All right, what about you, man?
What was the question?
What's your first album? First album that you remember getting?
Another beer drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably it was, you know, some Czech band.
Mm-hmm.
But would be Crayson or something.
Something like
metal.
Yeah.
Czech band.
Yeah, so a metal band, a Czech metal band.
I started with metal.
Okay.
Oh, now I remember. First, that was Prague Selection.
Prague Selection.
Oh, yes. Prague Selection.
Yeah, right. Prague Selection.
Okay.
Well, right. You know, you can't like be surprised because in Czech Republic there's a beer cheaper than water. You know, so.
I'm not surprised.
I'm a very good beer.
Doesn't surprise me at all, actually.
Very good beer cheaper than water. I mean, you know, you got a choice.
Okay. You guys, hang on, and we're going to take a break. We got the news, and when we come back, we'll hear another song. Good?
Sounds good. Cool.
Okay. My guests are the band Four Without. Four Without is the name of the band. And we have a link on our Facebook page. It is you guys are going to play the Metro and Saturday the 6th, and that gig is at 7:00. $10 to get in. It's an 18 or over gig, and the band is going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more and hear another song right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower, and that's a band called Four Without. And they are live in my studio here. And I want to have everybody one more time go around and reintroduce themselves. Just give me your names. Give everybody your names as we go around, and then we'll tell everybody where they can see you this weekend. Start with you.
I am Jason Mallow.
Yep.
I'm Jana Vox.
I'm Jerry Kaforek.
I'm Carl Fornia H.
And?
I'm Philip H.
Okay. you guys were kind of intrigued by the commercial that we played for Steve Bertrand's tour of Czech Republic and Prague. You guys were like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You guys could host that tour, obviously.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We have some texts coming in. People can text or call anytime they want on the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Our buddy Collective Soul Bill says, good music tonight, with an exclamation point.
Thank you.
From the 630 area code, it says, it sounds, I'm hearing a little bit of Violent Femmes. Do you guys know Violent Femmes?
Interesting.
I don't.
You don't? No. They're really good. I think you'd like them.
Me neither.
I'm going to check them out for sure.
Violent Femmes.
Oh, okay.
They're a good band.
Oh, wonderful.
And then 815 area code says, Nick, I've heard a lot of bands on your show, but I have to say that these guys are the best I've ever heard.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Yeah. Come to see us to the Metro.
Please.
Yes. Come to see them at the Metro this Saturday. At the Metro.
Contact us on the Facebook, and we're going to give you a free ticket for us.
Yes. Okay. There you go. And that's to you, 815 area code. And then the 773 area code has a question for you.
Okay.
Can you ask your guest what it's like to be a woman in a hard rock band? She sounds really great, but I imagine sometimes it's hard to get respect. How is that about being a chick female, chick female, why don't I be a little more redundant, about a female singer in a hard rock band? How does that?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
no.
Hard rock.
She has a whip.
It's hard. I have a whip.
I'm taking headphones off.
I got to say it's not easy sometimes, but even these guys, you know, they the kids, they can keep attention for maybe 30 seconds.
Love you.
And I think they simmer, so I have to really make point quick and tell them exactly in a short time whatever we have to do really quick, because then they start talking, they don't pay attention, they, you know.
Yeah.
So, but no, these guys are great. I love you guys.
Did you have any, a female vocalists that you love, singers that you really, really like rock singers that you like?
I listen all kind of music. You know, when we finish practice, I turn the jazz station on and there's nothing else, only jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like all kind of female singers, but from probably the type of music which we do, I will, of course, prefer like Emily from Evanescence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure. I can hear that. Yeah, I can totally hear that.
Or like a Nightwish influences, you know, singers. Even before they had like opera singers, now they switch for more like a pop sounding singer.
Mm-hmm.
So probably this way, or Lacuna Coil, which we were actually opening act for.
That's great.
That was excellent.
Now, I want to talk, before we hear another song, what's the difference between the music scene in Czech Republic or where you and playing there? What's that like as opposed to playing here?
Jason is the guy who can answer that.
Oh, right. Thanks. No, I'll defer back to you.
Yeah.
Just nice try.
Get the guy who's not from Czech Republic to answer that question. That's really nice. Okay, well, what do you guys think of the difference? How do you guys playing in America? You guys like playing in Chicago?
I can kind of tell. I was touring, basically playing in a band back in the Czech Republic for 5 years as a pro. So we were touring just only around Czech Republic, and I can tell it's like an ocean and then the glass of water. You know, that's how is the big difference, you know, between, because United States, you can start in Chicago, tour for 2 years, and then you can do it all over again, and everything's going to be cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Czech Republic, you can do a couple of spots, basically, if you're bent on a, let's say, 1,000 people venues. You can do it once a year, and you're done.
Yeah,
and for another 2 years. Yeah. So, it's really a huge difference.
Okay,
we are the market, small country, you know.
Yeah, the market.
I bet. Yeah,
people.
Okay. Well, let me ask you guys one more standard question that I was at. I asked you what your first album was. What was your first concert?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Was it Rush?
No, actually, it wasn't. I want to say it was something horrible, probably along the likes of Poison, Motley Crue, and Rat.
Okay, man. That's all right.
Yeah.
Poison, Motley Crue, Rat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. All right. Okay, what about you?
I think it was the... there was Depeche Mode, and the opening band was The Cure.
Wow!
Yes, it was
oh man!
It was good.
That's good. Uh-huh. Depeche Mode and The Cure.
Yes.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
All right. What about you?
I was Prague Selection, and I'm Björn Jinker. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Once again, too drunk to remember. All right. Next.
I remember not. Pretty clearly, I was 14 and a half years old. It was some unknown band in Czech Republic. I got my mom just let me go to the, you know, see the show.
Yeah,
I got wasted and I got all kinds of stuff on my back and on my, you know, at my front. I lost my shoes.
What?
I got home and after 2 days. And my mom was...
home 2 days later.
Yeah, she wasn't happy. And
with no shirt and no pants.
No, I had my pants. Oh. I didn't have my shirt and shoes.
Okay.
What was this stuff?
It was just alcohol, but before 14 years old, you know, it was pretty much...
Man.
Yeah, okay. But you know what? I don't remember.
You don't remember the show? I'm shocked that you don't remember the show. Because you didn't remember your shoes or your shirt. How are you not going to remember the band?
There's a theme here.
Yes. I
caught on to that. They brought me a gift that I had to give to my producer. And I really want to thank you for that, honest to God. I want to thank. Tell everybody what you brought me. But people who listen to the show know that I'm
Yana,
sober.
Yana can tell you.
Okay.
Oh, it is a pear brandy.
Pear brandy.
Yes, it's really good for lots of stuff, but...
it's not good for me, trust me.
As Carl mentioned before, I mean, if you cannot drink, you can use it for your...
you can rub it on your... Thing.
Yeah,
you
can, I can't.
You can do massage, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
We'll give it to Esmeralda to clean up her cold.
We'll give it to Esmeralda.
You're sick, you know, it's good to when you pour it like into the tea... And you know
and she's sick. She's got like a cold. So.
That's
there you go. Give it to Esmeralda.
Put it to the tea and drink it, you know, hot, and you're gonna be fit like next day. Canary. Okay.
You can run your car on it. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. I told these guys. I was telling Dan off the air. I told him, I was like, if you guys came here a year ago with that stuff, I'd be drinking it right now.
We'll be here probably till the morning.
That's what we were, you know, coming up hoping for.
Right? Yeah, no. All right. What was your first concert?
First?
Don't look at me.
I don't remember. Were you with him with your shirt off?
I was with him. Yeah.
Covered in stuff.
I didn't have my pants. I didn't have my shoes. Okay.
Maybe I was with Carl, too.
There you go. You were there, too. All right. Why don't you switch out your mic and get all ready? Oh! People actually want to know about the band name. Where does Four Without come from?
We were actually looking for a drummer all the time and bass. Like we were like we had the drummer, we didn't have like bass player, so we were always like four, and we were always four without one member.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, we are like four plus one. I mean, like four, now be correct. Yeah. You know, like
four without. You were always four without.
So
that must make you feel great that that's the name of the band since you're in the band and you're the fifth member.
Exactly. Exploding drummer.
Not only is he the only American, but he's also like, he's not in the band, really.
Very expendable position.
Listen, I play the drums. I play the drums. I know exactly how you feel, man. I feel your pain, my friend.
Well, people actually playing with the name Little Bad, they were saying like four without one. I mean, guys, it means it's three. So it doesn't really make any sense.
It should have just been called the band Three.
Or it could be actually five. You know, four without one. We're looking for always the fifth member.
Right.
We are four without one.
Right.
And we need to be five.
So you have to learn algebra in order to know the name of the band. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, you guys are going to play another song?
Yes.
Okay, get your mics where they need to be and all that stuff. Are you set over there, my friend?
So we playing what?
Okay, go.
The bass?
Oh, no, hold on.
Yeah, okay. All right, what song are we going to hear?
This is a song called Where I Belong. It's on our CD, which we brought with us, and you can check everything on our website.
It's all on the website, and the CD is called Line of Love.
Line of
Four
Love.
Without Line, Line of Love. Okay.
Yeah. So
here we go. That was great, you guys. Really, really great. Really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are good, man. You guys are really good. Great musicians. You guys are all, I mean, incredible. You're a great singer. You guys are great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Four Without is the name of the band, and that it would be three. These guys are going to be playing at the Metro this Saturday, February 6th. It's an 18 and over show. Begins at 7 o'clock. It's only $10 to get in. Fourwithout.com is the website. That's the number four, the word without together. Fourwithout.com. And I want to thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it. You guys were a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It was great talking to you and great hearing the music, too.
Thank you so much.
It was really, thank really you. A lot thank of fun. You. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back after this. And once again, go check out Four Without. All the information is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All there.